Sports cliches, want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Round with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with DNZ. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 123 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 123 fantasy sits or red lights. We'll start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 16?
Well, at this point, you are past the first round of the fantasy playoff, so you've either had a bye or you're entering the next round. Don't be shy. You could start those that Saints defense against the Jets. Saints defense is ferocious. They've won two games in a row against really good opponents. Don't be shy to start J.J. McCarthy against the Giants. J.J. likes to run touchdowns in within the in the red zone. He likes to be the one that runs the ball into the end zone. And last but not least, I have R.J. Harvey having a decent day against the Jags. I think he could go for a tutty, maybe two. What do you got, Z?
Bold choices. Absolutely bold choices. I am going to go. I am first going to go with Bucky Irving against the Panthers. I have a good feeling that there's going to be a bounce back. The Panthers defense is okay, not great, and they're going to need to establish dominance. The Buccaneers are going to have to take command of this game, and I think that happens on the ground. Number two, my second green light. Give me Ladd McConkey against the Cowboys. He is one of, if not the primary target for Justin Herbert. There's a good rhythm there. The Cowboys defense can be had, and I think that McConkey will be in the end zone at least once. And my third green light, Kirk Cousins against the Cardinals. The Cardinals defense is not great. Kirk Cousins has a little bit of a rapport, especially with Kyle Pitts. The offense is humming a little bit. Things are moving in the right direction. I think you're going to see a glimpse of the old Kirk Cousins and not an old Kirk Cousins on Sunday. Those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
All right, well, first up, I've got the wide receiver on the Indianapolis Colts, and that's Michael Pittman. He's got Phillip Rivers as a quarterback, and he hasn't scored a touchdown in three straight games, so I kind of back off of Michael Pittman. Number two, I don't like playing people on Thursday nights. I really don't like starting Matthew Stafford against the Seahawks. I think some people who are in the fantasy championship or some of the fantasy playoffs probably have Stafford on their team, might have another quarterback, might want to go the other way. And last but not least, the Philly offense is just so weird. You have to stay away from Devonta Smith. I can't remember the last time he scored a touchdown. It's AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts, or nothing. What do you guys see?
Pretty much, right? I mean, they made DeAndre Swift, that Eagles defense made DeAndre Swift look like a friggin' Pro Bowler. Like that, the Eagles are kind of a mess right now in multiple areas. That being said, I don't like Bill McCroskey Merritt against the Eagles. I think it's a bad matchup. I think that they're I just feel like McNichols has a better opportunity for them. I think that he's just going to be lost in the shuffle. And we've seen that, right? We've seen it since they have three guys who are competent. One guy per game sometimes gets lost in the shuffle. I think it'll just be Bill McCroskey-Merritt's turn. Red light number two, Rico Dowdle against the Bucks. Coming back down to earth a little bit there. Only 49 yards last week. The Bucks defense is still good despite its recent play. It's a blip. And I think Mr. Dowdle will pay for that blip. And then my third red light, Jackson Dart against the Vikings. Brian Flores defense against a rookie quarterback. Need I say more? Oh, yes. A rookie quarterback who can't stay out of the blue tent.
50% of the games he's played in, he's gotten a concussion.
Dude, what the fuck? So start him at your peril. If you're going to start Jackson Dart, you do so at your peril. I will not do that. I think that's a terrible idea. Go find somebody else. Honestly, go find someone. Pick up Jameis. So just kind of stash Jameis if you need to. Because there's a good chance that Jackson Dart is once again in the blue tent. Those are our green lights. Those are our red lights. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X at @FadeRouteDNZ and let us know who you're taking in week 16. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.